Welcome to On Boys, real talk about parenting, teaching, and reaching tomorrow's men. We're your co-hosts, Jennifer L.W. Fink of buildingboys.net and Janet Allison of boysalive.com. We talk a lot about what's hard about parenting. We talk about all of the important things that we need to and should be doing with our boys. This Thanksgiving, we want to take a few moments and talk about what's right. Talk about what we are thankful for with our boys and talk about the many ways that parenting and teaching boys has enhanced our lives and made our lives better.
You know, Jen, I love that you said that because every time you and I talk, you are always telling me about something new that you've learned from your boys or, oh, you're going to this convention that has to do with lawnmowers and how it's expanded your view of life. Who knew there was a lawn care convention?
Who knew? Who knew? You know, it's funny though, Janet, you started talking and you said, every time we talk, you always, and I thought for sure you were going to say, complain about your boys. I really thought that's what you were going to say.
No, you tell me so often what's great about your boys. So even if you're not hearing yourself and the complaining has more proportion for you, I really hear your humor and joy in your boys.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because as you all know, I'm parenting teenagers who have a knack for making you feel bad about yourself. That's part of what they do. And just recently, my 18-year-old expressed that he thinks that I am not interested in parenting and that I have no interest in parenting anymore, and my life would be better and happier without them.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Yes.
Ouch. Which is not true, but it has made me think about what are the things that I am saying and they are hearing me say. Mm-hmm. So if any of my children or their friends are listening to this podcast, I've learned we have a bit of a following at Mayville High School. I am extremely grateful for my boys' presence in my life. A few years ago, it was Thanksgiving, and I had to write an article. It was due around Thanksgiving, and I ended up reflecting on what am I thankful for about my boys. And one of the first things that I realized is what you said before. They have dramatically expanded my world. And I know this happens for all parents, right? You have kids and your kids are unique human beings and they have interests that are different than yours. And so you see that passion and that curiosity and you kind of grow beyond yourself and you begin to embrace some of their interests. You mentioned, like, I learned that there are whole national conferences for lawn care professionals, which honestly, I never even thought about that as a career before until now I have two boys that are interested in that.
So that is absolutely a thing to be grateful for. Of course, when we're looking to record a podcast on a topic, I often reach out to my Facebook group, as you do also. And I loved reading the answers there about what moms and dads are grateful for. With what their boys have brought to them. And kind of reading down through all the comments, the biggest thing that stood out is this ginormous heart. That's a direct quote. Ginormous heart. And how one mom said, you know, my boys will always say they love me, no matter how I've yelled at them, no matter how I've been with them, they are constant in their expression of love for her.
I don't want to discourage her, but her kids have not hit 18 yet, have they?
Or maybe even tweens, but you know, let's not burst her bubble. Let's take it where we can get it.
Right. And the truth is, I know that even when my teenagers and tweens are saying those hurtful things, that love is still there. I mean, you will never be loved as completely as you are by a 4-year-old boy.
Well, Well, maybe a four-year-old girl, but you're right.
I don't know. I've not had that experience. You're right, though.
And that calls up that boys express their love differently than girls. And it's an adjustment, perhaps, for moms to recognize the different way their boys and their men express their love. Mm-hmm. It may not be through flowery language and flowers and cards and all of that. It may just be simply, I just want to hang out with you.
Yep. And when that can be such a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were some of the other things that your Facebook group was telling you? What are they thankful for with their boys?
Well, I wanted to tell you what happened just this morning. I was in a fourth grade classroom, and of course they're doing their project for Thanksgiving, and they were making a list of what they're thankful for, and then they were going to put one word into a little clay tablet that it would harden and they could take it home. And one little boy was walking past me, and I said, "Oh, what's your word? What are you going to put in your into your clay?" And he looked at me with these big brown eyes, and he said, "Daddy."
Oh,
yeah. That was his word for what he is thankful for. And in the Facebook group, I have a couple of dads who chimed in on this thread. And one of the dads said, he is grateful for the privilege of shaping future honorable men.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on. And another dad said, his admiration for me, which is motivation for me to be what he should look up to.
You know, I was thinking about that as you were reading the previous quote. There's us as parents and as teachers who are doing our best day in and day out to help these boys grow into honorable men and men of character. And at the same time, they are inspiring us to be better people all of the time. Nothing aside from parenting has had me really look as deeply at myself and how I interact with other people and think about, you know, role modeling and what are the words I'm saying? How am I treating other people? So just by their very existence, they're helping me be a better person.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really calling that forth. What is your Facebook group saying, Jen?
My favorite comment came from Laura, and she told me, "My little boys have taught me to loosen up and have fun wrestling and just being silly. They are teaching me patience, courage, and that fine balance between keeping them safe and letting them take those important risks."
Oh, that is beautiful.
And there's so much in there, right? And that's one of the things that I realized I'm really grateful for my boys in my life. I feel like my world has gotten a lot bigger, both because of their interest, but because they have stretched my comfort zone. Sometimes on my end, that felt unpleasant at first, right? Mm-hmm. When we see our boys trying to do things that are making us very nervous, oh, that's a lot of anxiety. You know, there's worries for their safety. There's worries about what other parents will think, that what will their teacher say, all of that. But when they do it anyway and it goes okay, you start to realize, oh, they're more capable than I thought. And on some level, you realize, oh, so maybe all of these other things that I thought were hard limits aren't. Maybe more is possible both for them and for me.
Yeah. I like what you said about stretching, you know, stretching out of your comfort zone and making room for how boys operate in the world, which translates into making room for how men in general operate in the world, and that we're able to be grateful for how our dads are. And I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I was doing a parent talk the other night, and the dad was there, but the mom wasn't. And the dad raised his hand and he said, "When I'm home with my boys, we don't really talk all that much, but we do a lot of things together."
Mm-hmm.
But when my wife comes home, she wants to know what we talked about. And I don't have anything to tell her.
Interesting.
Right? He wanted confirmation, first of all, that it's okay to hang out with your boys and not talk. And he also, of course, was wishing his wife were there to hear my answer. So it's a place where we can stretch and recognize the different relationships that our dads have with their boys, and that it doesn't have to be like ours. And we can be really grateful that he's there, that he's hanging out with his kids, and we don't always have to know what went on.
That's a really good point, right? Like, if you come home and everybody is alive, mostly unharmed, I'm even leaving room in there for, like, you know, scraped up legs or a minor cut on the head. I'll leave room for that. Everybody's alive and relatively content. I don't need to know what happened. Yeah. And, you know, that goes along with something else where I realize my boys have influenced me for the better. My tolerance has increased. I used to be the kind of person, and in many ways I still am, you know, I actually do prefer a quiet and orderly environment. And if you're listening and laughing out loud, you should be, because I live with four boys. My house is not quiet and it's not orderly. Hardly ever. If it is, it's just a blink in time. And I've learned to be comfortable with that. I've learned that that's okay. I've learned that it's okay if I don't know what happened. Frankly, sometimes it's better if I don't know what happened. Sometimes I wish that you would know that. Like, just clean up your mess and don't let me know what happened. It's fine. Increasing our empathy for what males experience in the world and how they deal with the world, it's another really important thing, something I'm grateful for. That whole idea of helping us understand the male perspective in the world, I think, is so valuable and something I'm definitely grateful for with this experience of raising four boys, four to be men. Another mom in my Facebook group, she shared that too. And she said that thanks to her son, she has learned to see life from a male perspective. And she said that she was shocked to learn and realize that there are stereotypes and expectations of males too. Mm-hmm. And as women, of course, we are acutely aware of all of the stereotypes that hold us back, the prejudices that hold us back, the bias that holds us back, the social pressures that we see on TV and in magazine and we hear all the time. There's something about having a boy in your life that for the first time makes you realize they are susceptible to all of that as well, that they're surrounded by these messages of what it is to be a man.
And, you know, the more we can broaden our perspective, the more we can help our daughters as well as our sons, and hopefully begin to change that cultural story that we have spent years and years developing. Let's turn the corner on this a little bit and start to recognize that both our boys and girls are being fed messages that are not healthy, and how we can counteract those in our everyday conversations.
That's where I feel really hopeful. And I feel that as moms of boys, we really have a unique opportunity to help change the world for the better. Because as women, we understand that side of it. And because we love these little boys, we begin to have an empathy and an understanding of the issues that the males are facing too. And I think we need both of those sides. We need that understanding on both sides to come together and forge a better way forward, a better way to educate our children, a better way to teach and talk about relationships, to relate and value each other's opinions in the workplace and in the world of government and politics and social change. We're on the front lines, and our boys, in a lot of ways, are teaching us what we need to know.
This makes me think of how we are giving our sons messages about what it is to be a man. As you're talking about education, we have this notion that our boys should go to college and our girls should go to college. That's the big expectation always. Your future is better if you go to college. And there's so much pressure on our kiddos about going to college. And what I would really like to acknowledge here is that often, many times, boys are not college material. They don't care. We force them to go and they're wondering, what's wrong with me? This doesn't feel great. And I really want to put a plug here, and I and my gratitude for all of the boys and men who go down the path of trades and vocational education. And we need to start making that as lofty a goal as a college education. Because I drive around my city and there's building happening everywhere, and it's cold and rainy and wet. And I'll tell you, there might be one woman on the job site, but there's a whole lot of men out there. And that we can appreciate the trades more, like in a very explicit way for our kids. And I have had men in tears in my talks when I have talked about the importance of construction work and plumbing and electrical and all those hands-on trades that we are not actually educating our boys for and girls. We're not making that important enough.
Culturally, you're right. We do not value those things enough. Even though I'm going to just throw a number out here, which I'm totally making up. So if you find something else, let me know. You know, 99% of us live in homes that we did not build. We flush toilets that we did not install. We drive on roads that we did not build. I mean, we all rely on all of these things. I turn on my lights. I didn't install this electricity. We all rely on this. So the fact that socially we don't recognize that as important is sad. And that's something that as parents we can do in our families. We can really talk about that and value those jobs. And teachers can do the same in their classrooms. And that can make a world of difference for boys and girls who may be attracted to doing those kinds of jobs. I mean, honestly, if my Sam doesn't end up doing a hands-on something in his life, I will be surprised.
Yeah.
Maybe he will go to college and get a 4-year degree. I don't know. But whatever he does, I think it's going to involve his hands, and that may well be a trade. And that's great. My then husband and I used to joke that it would be fantastic if we could end up with an auto mechanic, an electrician, a plumber, and a carpenter. Everything we need. That probably won't happen, but man, you'd be set if you had that all in your family.
Absolutely.
And yes, girls can do those jobs too. This doesn't mean it has to be boys. One of the things that I have learned though from my boys, which is very anti-messages I received as a girl growing up, fighting is okay. Now, I'm not saying that a fist fight or a physical fight is the best way or the first way to solve problems, but my boys have shown me that it's okay that two people can fight and still be friends afterward, and that there is value in standing up and letting somebody know, hey, you just blew past my boundaries, and that is not okay with me. That's something that I needed to learn watching their masculine ways of relating in the world.
Yes, and that fact that you can be mad at someone and circle back around and be friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really valuable lesson for us as females who tend to maybe hold grudges a little bit longer, to recognize, you know, get over it, move on. It is definitely a gift that our boys and men can show us.
I think finally, the single greatest gift is that this experience of parenting these children has taught me to see gray. I used to see the world in very black and white terms. There's right and there is wrong. This is the right way to do things. There's a wrong way to do things. And before I had these boys, I was sure that I was going to have an anti-gun household, no play guns in my house, no play violence. And I have quickly learned that real life and your expectations don't always line up, and that's okay. I had to learn that there's a lot of gray area in there, that it's not as simple as playing with guns will lead to gun violence. There's a lot of important research in there. And so in that way, again, it's made me more tolerant. It's enlarged my understanding of the world, and it's helped me be more empathetic.
Embrace the gray.
Embrace the gray. We wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and encourage you to take a moment today with your boys to reflect on what you are thankful for. How have your boys enhanced your life for the better?
And give them a big hug and tell them you love them. I'm thankful for you.
Aww.
I know.
Thanks for joining us. We are Jennifer L.W. Fink and Janet Allison, and we are here to support you in parenting and teaching tomorrow's men.